An entitled Karen gets violent at a haunted house that I worked at, all because she didn't want to follow the rules. And as a result, she ended up getting kicked off the property, all while humiliating herself in the process. And I've honestly never been more stunned by somebody's entitlement in my life. Here's what happened. So I've been working in haunted houses since 2019. It's a job I look forward to working every single year. Between the chance to make people scream or laugh or generally just freak out without any repercussion, it's honestly a good time. And I still have the chance to put some of my safety training to use. For example, if you're 1 foot in the door and sobbing, you are clearly not having fun, making you a risk to yourself and others. So it's part of my job to pull you aside while my room 2 partner entertains the rest of the group. I break character, I calm you down, and I explain for starters that everyone here is an actor and nothing can hurt you, and also state that there's no shame if they can't move forward because we want you to have fun. We offer you the chance to stay or go, and ask if you would like a member of staff to wait with you if all of your friends are going ahead so that you're not standing alone outside. Of course, for safety's sake, we have several rules. No children under the age of 12, no bad substances or alcohol, no cursing or foul language, which is a tricky one because obviously if you get freaked out and you start swearing, that's pretty normal. But cussing out one of our actors is absolutely not okay. And these are just basic things to keep in mind. We have also minors that work here, so we ask that people please just be nice. But there's one rule that we have, the one that gets constantly ignored and is possibly the most dangerous, is to not touch anything. We have fragile props and electrical equipment that you could break or even hurt yourself on. Also, the actors are people and you could hurt them as well. And we as actors can't touch you either. And we do it that way because we don't want the liability. For the most part, it's a good system. However, we do get the occasional freak out punch thrown our way, and we have codes in the haunted house to hold our guests in one room to give management time to make sure any laid out actors don't need some kind of medical assistance. Now, all this setup is to say that the job is a lot of fun, but it does come with some potentially high stakes physically, mentally, and emotionally. However, because they know this, management has given us essentially a blank check to call them to remove guests who are behaving poorly. Now, in any case, last night was the final night for haunting for the season. It started more or less as normal, and my partner and I were bopping right along, sending people through, warning the people who needed to be warned, etc. Overall, it was a pretty reasonable and calm night. That is, until everything devolved into chaos. It started with a group of 5 teenagers, full of boys and girls, somewhere between the ages of 13 and 15. They seemed normal. The only thing that we noted about them was that another girl came in a little belatedly, then went back out to come in with her mother and another girl her age. We didn't really think much of it. We sent them on their way and then brought in the next group. The mother in the following group was, surprise, surprise, our Karen for the evening. Now, she didn't look like it much, and this was right up until she decided to touch one of our props with her umbrella. It was raining after all, and there's no coat check, so she got to bring it in. So overall, she didn't act like she was going to be a problem. But because she was touching things, she got the same dressing down that everyone else got by my partner. The character was a hothead, and she yells at you for rule violations. It's part of the act and the best way to get people to listen and follow rules, usually. However, this entitled Karen decided to push her luck by walking over to my partner and putting her umbrella against my partner's collarbone. My partner yelled at her to not touch her, because of course she did, and Karen looked absolutely livid, spitting out a disgusted phrase of saying, "Are you serious?" When she was told yes, that this wasn't a bit, and that her behavior was unacceptable, she started to storm out, taking the girls with her. My partner and I followed. After all, we assumed she misunderstood. We attempted to explain that she could go through, she just couldn't go about touching things or people. Now, before I go any further, here's a bit more background that you need to know. Room 1 is a bit more like a long, double S curve hallway. It's got corners you go around, and there's places for the actors to stand, sit, crouch, whatever. But it's narrow. 2 people might be able to walk side by side, but they'd have to be pretty little. Now, I myself, personally, I'm a pretty thick woman. I'm not gonna get into the details, but that's just the honest truth. If I stand correctly, I can easily fill that whole walking path. My partner is also decent sized, though not as large as me. The Karen in question is about my partner's size, but almost a whole foot shorter than me, so she's barely scraping 5 feet tall, if that. Suffice to say, there wasn't a lot of room, but in spite of us 3 being larger people, I had space to step back and let her through. However, as she huffed around to prepare to go by me to go back into the haunted house, she raised both of her arms and body checked me into the wall, a purposeful passive-aggressive shove. So I I screamed at her. I raised my voice as high as it would go. I told her not to touch me and that she needed to get out right now. This Karen looked at me in shock, as if I was out of my mind. How dare I speak to her like that? How could anyone be so rude in front of her children? But my partner backed me up, and the Karen left with a quickness, taking her child with her, just in time for us to get a code red rum from upstairs. The code red rum from our haunted house means that a guest has become violent and punched one of our actors. I found out later that the group of teens associated with the lady pushed one of our minor actors to the ground and punched her in the face. Now, this actress was already nervous to be there, partially because of the acting, and also because the house is actually haunted. Whether you believe in that or not, it can get kind of freaky. So I can only imagine how she feels right now. Hopefully I'll see her next week and make sure that she's okay. While my partner went to check on the injury, I did a little damage control outside with the line, thanking our guests for their patience and also asking them to continue as such because of the emergency. In spite of the cold and wet, most people were happy to wait so we could make sure our actor was safe. So I know what you're thinking. What happened to the entitled Karen? For starters, she went to our ticket taker to complain. Our ticket taker, bless her heart, called one of the two owners over to talk to her. Of course, she lied after my partner got her side of the story out, saying she never even touched her, claiming that all she touched was the skull on the desk. But she slipped up and admitted that she just rested the umbrella against her chest. And that was more than enough for our manager to call her out on her lie. She also came back later and tried to complain to one of our maintenance men, saying that we, my partner and I, were rude to her. And this maintenance man, just like the ticket taker, ended up calling one of the owners. And obviously, real shocker here, she got the same owner, who essentially said to her, "I'll talk to you, but let's take a walk first." And apparently, her youngest daughter also called the maintenance guy a complete jerk during this process as well. So it looks like she takes up after her mother. The police ended up not being called, but my partner and I are split about what kind of future we wish for her. Personally, I hope she has a come-to-Jesus moment where she realizes that she's being a massive jerk and turns her life around. But my partner hopes that she suffers a lifetime of watching everyone else around her get everything that they wanted, while she just gets left behind. Either way, though, the rest of the night was fine, and I'm already looking forward to next year so I get to do this one more time. Wow, that is a crazy situation. Like, I can't imagine coming to a haunted house and having this bad of an attitude. Like, why show up at all if you're gonna be aggressive and start doing things you know you're not supposed to do? Like, that just takes away from the fun of the haunted house in the first place. If you're prone to stress and you're just a massive jerk, then maybe you should just stay home. Like, it's really okay not to show up if you're gonna be a jerk. No one's gonna want you there in the first place if that's how you're gonna act, and everyone's gonna have a better time if you don't show up. I'm also willing to bet that this entitled Karen absolutely would have used that umbrella to hit somebody in the head. I mean, sure, it was raining outside, and she brought an umbrella to try and stay dry, but I'm absolutely convinced after the way she acted previously, that it would have taken one scare for this lady to raise that umbrella and start swinging it around like some kind of sword at these actors. I mean, she already hockey checked the original poster. Who's to say she wouldn't try and do that halfway through the haunted house? But regardless, good for the original poster for standing up for themselves. This entitled Karen's behavior was absolutely unacceptable. And hopefully by next year, this lady doesn't show up again. If you like Am I the Jerk, you're probably going to love Am I the Genius. Check it out, link down below in the description. Also, go to amithejerk.com/submit if you would like to submit your own stories. My best friend is blaming me for her boyfriend cheating on her, claiming that I wasn't a good friend in believing her when she said that her boyfriend was cheating, and that it's all my fault and that she'll never forgive me. And now at this point, I don't know if I'm the jerk or not, and I seriously don't know what to do. Here's what happened. So to start things out, my best friend has long suspected her boyfriend of almost 8 years is cheating on her. We are 22, and nearly everyone in our friend group kind of thought she was being a little bit crazy because her boyfriend seemed like a great guy. So we always just tried to talk her down, tell her to trust him, he's in a busy program at work, and things will get better. Well, she was heartbroken when he told her that he had fill-in duty as a cop on Saturday night and couldn't do the couple costume she planned for them. I got invited to a party hosted by a coworker last minute on Saturday and told my friend it would be good for her to just go and get out instead of doom scrolling. So we went, and it was a huge party, and we didn't really know anybody, but we had a blast dressed up at the last minute as a bunch of vampires. At about 1 o'clock in the morning, her boyfriend sort of just appeared in the crowd, and when I saw the red football jersey, my heart sank, because about a minute later, a girl dressed up like Taylor Swift came up and went ahead and held his hand. My friend saw it, and she immediately ran for a bathroom sobbing. In the bathroom, she went from pleading with God that this isn't real to straight up just having rage and then back again. I told her we needed to leave, but she said no, telling me that she had to confront him. I then asked her if she's going to confront him. Was she going to do something that would end her up in jail? She looked at me and said, well, maybe, and I could tell that she was serious. I said to her we had to leave, but she said no. I told her to wait, and I went to find my coworker just to try and help me make her leave. We ended up dragging her out, and she made such a scene that her boyfriend finally noticed that she was at the party, and he took off like a scared rabbit. We got to the house, and she started pounding shots, so I grabbed her keys and tried to get her to go to bed, but she kept screaming about how everyone's ruining her life, including me. Finally, she fell asleep, but she woke up hungover and angry that I didn't let her find out what was going on. I said we knew what was going on, this guy was absolutely cheating. She then called me a horrible friend for not believing her for the past few weeks, and I said I was so sorry, but she said I'm a major jerk for making her leave because she could have caught him in the act and then made a clean break. But I said that she was scaring me with how she was talking in the bathroom. She said she's an adult and can make her own choices. She then said it's going to be a long time before she can forgive me, and then she left, and I think she blocked me on literally everything. I honestly feel bad for the whole situation, and I feel bad that I may have made the wrong decision. So honestly, am I the jerk in this situation? What should I do? I do not personally think you're the jerk at all. Like, seriously, you were removing a drunk friend who was upset and was not handling the situation well. Like, when you asked her if she was gonna do something that would end her up in jail, she gave you a maybe. And it's like, I'm sorry, that's not one of the answers. Like, the answer is either yes or no. It's not you saying, well, I might hit him in the face. Like, that's unacceptable. I'm sorry, that is not okay. If a friend of mine said that, I would probably do the same thing and be like, okay, we gotta get you out of here. And also, it's not like the boyfriend didn't see her getting dragged off as it is. Like, he knows for a fact he's in deep water, and he has no way of getting out of this without getting in trouble. Like, this guy screwed up big time. There's no good excuse for his actions, and obviously, he was completely cheating on her. Like, this guy literally showed up to the party dressed up as Taylor Swift's boyfriend. Like, come on, how could you possibly do that? Now, when it comes to you not believing your friend about her boyfriend cheating, honestly, who could have predicted this? Like, this is not your fault, by the way. Your friend is clearly upset about the situation, so it seems like she's trying to blame you for all of this happening. Like, listen, even if you did believe her, this guy would still be cheating on her. And it also sounds like at the time that she didn't have any proof that he was cheating. So it's kind of weird for her to be like, wow, I knew he was cheating and this is your fault. Like, what are you talking about? Whether the original poster believed you or not didn't change the outcome. Any reasonable friend would be there to listen to their friend, but also try and help them see that maybe they're not cheating. Let's look at the silver lining or something like that. I know that if my friend came up to me and they didn't provide any evidence that their significant other is cheating on them, while also adamantly claiming that they are cheating on them, I probably would have done the same thing. I would try to talk them off of the emotional cliff that they're currently walking on, because there's no point in wallowing in all this weird self-hatred, all because of something you're not sure of. And sure, I get it. Her suspicions at the end of the day were confirmed, but that's not anybody's fault. Nobody could have predicted that, and honestly, the fact that she's blaming that on you is honestly so toxic, and you don't deserve that in the slightest. Am I the jerk for yelling at my friend after she kept saying that she was poor, despite the fact that she lives a very privileged life? Here's what happened. I'm a 23-year-old female, and I'm disabled, and I live on a pension, and I have this friend who's 25, we'll call her Lily, that's not her real name, and she is also on a pension. We have very different disabilities, but the specifics aren't really relevant here. In our country, there's a program that helps fund quality of life type of stuff for disabled people. Stuff like transportation, social activities, etc. I'm not eligible for this program due to not being a citizen. I migrated as a toddler and applied for citizenship at 18, but was denied because of my health status. But on the other side of this, Lily does use this program. We have different life circumstances. I live alone, not by choice, while Lily lives with her parents and does not pay for her own living expenses. We get roughly the same amount of money from pension regardless. Lily invited me to an escape room this week, and I declined because I can't afford it. She said it was fine, and that she understands how hard being poor was because she had spent over $100 on plushies and couldn't afford to do other activities that she wanted to do before she got paid. She says stuff like, oh, I'm just so poor, and other stuff like that a lot, and I usually let it slide, but this time I just lost it. I told her to stop saying that she's poor. I also said that until the food bank employees know you by name, you can't say anything about being poor. I said a few other things that I can't quite remember, but regardless, I did not sugarcoat this. She is now upset with me and wants me to apologize for being a jerk about it. I get that she's not rich rich by any means, but I feel like her acting like she's on the same level of poverty as I am is also a jerk move. I'm definitely a bit jealous of her lifestyle being better than mine, all due to the circumstances, but I don't begrudge her of any of that. I just wish that she wouldn't compare overspending on hobbies to not being able to afford medical bills because you decided to eat that week. I can't tell if she's being childish and insensitive, or if I'm being a huge jerk. She's a lovely person other than being a bit sheltered, so I don't want to lose our friendship over this fight, and I plan to apologize for being harsh about it, but I don't think I'm in the wrong here. So honestly, am I the jerk in this situation?
ButcherBox is 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, pork-raised crate-free, and wild-caught seafood, all humanely raised with no antibiotics or added hormones. And all of that delivered straight to your door with free shipping, always. Imagine always having high-quality cuts in your freezer ready to go with no trips to the grocery store or planning out availability and knowing that it's food you can trust. There are curated to customized box plans at incredible value. Saving money at a grocery store is getting more and more difficult, especially when you're trying to get consistently high-quality meat. Sign up at butcherbox.com/jerk and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free-for-a-year offer plus an additional $20 off. Choose salmon, chicken breast, steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/jerk and use code JERK to choose your free for a year offer. Plus, get $20 off your first order.
What should I do? Honestly, I don't think you're the jerk at all. Like, I totally understand where you're coming from. She is better off financially and she keeps complaining about being poor. But in reality, you're the one that actually knows what it's like to be poor. You've had to choose between medical bills or even eating that week, and I can completely understand why you would get so frustrated. And sure, you had an outburst, and maybe there's a situation where you can apologize for screaming at her, but also explain that the way she was talking really upset you, and it seriously hurt your feelings about the way she talked. Like, she is incredibly privileged. She has all this stuff going for her, and she's seriously gonna sit there and pretend like she doesn't? Like, that's honestly insane to me. So truly, with all things considered, I don't think you're the jerk, I don't think you did anything wrong, and honestly, your friend is being incredibly awful. Am I the jerk for not wanting to pay for unnecessary food and other items after my girlfriend bought a bunch of these things on a whim? Because at this point, my girlfriend is furious that I'm not willing to pay, and I really don't know what to do. Here's what happened. So I live with my partner in the United Kingdom. For rent, bills, and groceries, we split the cost 50-50. My girlfriend tends to go grocery shopping with her parents when they go, and this is a way for them to spend more time with them. I offer to go, but she says she's fine going. We make a list prior to her going and have a budget that we try to stick to, and sometimes it's hard if food goes up in price, but we both understand that that can happen, and we're both fine paying a bit more due to the increased prices. The problem I had last week is my girlfriend went shopping with her mom and ended up buying a lot of things that weren't on the list. Now, some of this was for both of us, but it was still things that I did not particularly want, and some of it was just for her. She then told me the price of the shop, and it was about $25 more expensive. We do our grocery shopping every 2 weeks, so if she keeps shopping like this, it will be an additional $50 a month, and I don't think that I should be paying for that. I told her I didn't really want to pay the extra, just because she decided to buy a lot of things that were not on the list. Well, she got annoyed, and mentioned that most of it was for both of us, but I just pointed out that you can't buy something for someone else, and just expect them to pay, without asking them before getting it. She said it's unfair to expect her to go over the complete increase, because it might have her short on money this month. I just repeated that I shouldn't be expected to pay more because she saw something extra that she wanted. I said that she should have just called me out before buying them to check if I was okay with it, and she said that she shouldn't have to run every purchase by me, but I just said that if it involves my money, then yeah, she absolutely does. She got annoyed and said that we were supposed to be a team, and that I'm being incredibly selfish. So am I the jerk for refusing to pay more for the grocery shopping? What should I do? Honestly, I can kind of see where the original poster's coming from. It seems like money is really tight, so they can't afford to make all these unnecessary purchases and still be expected to pay for everything that comes along with it, especially if they didn't want it themselves. themselves. The original poster actually went on to say that it was a lot of stuff that was unnecessary. It was food that they don't eat and alcohol that they don't drink, as well as skincare products that the original poster absolutely did not ask for. Like, it sounds like this is just a bunch of stuff the girlfriend wanted, and now she's trying to make the boyfriend pay for it. But guess what? Money is not growing on trees right now. And from the sounds of it, it really seems like even $50 extra is going to be biting into this person's budget. So truly, I don't blame them for getting upset and being like, wait, what are you doing? I can't be expected to pay for this, right? So in my opinion, I don't think you're the jerk. I think you have every right to decide what you do and don't do with your money. And it really seems like your girlfriend is not respecting that. My fiance told me that he's going to be spending Christmas with his family overseas. And once I found out that I wasn't invited, I felt so hurt and absolutely shocked. And now I seriously don't know what to do. My fiance and I have been together for 4 years. He was born and raised in the United Kingdom, but moved here 8 years ago. I'm from the United States, I have no children, and I plan to marry him next summer. Today, while eating dinner, he casually tells me that he's going to England for Christmas. I was completely blindsided and surprised by this information, as it is the first I've ever heard of such plans. I was not extended an invite, and he told me that he made the plans ages ago, and that the trip is in 17 days. He has one nephew who's 3 years old, and a large family in the United Kingdom, so I understand the desire to visit. He has no family in the United States, and I have a very small family of about 3 people who live 3,000 miles away in California. I had such an enormously sad and surprised reaction, not only because I wasn't invited, but also because I essentially realized I would be spending the day alone. For the past 4 years, we've celebrated Christmas in very intimate yet special ways. We splurge on fancy cheese, roast a duck, and decorate a tree. Each year, I search for a special ornament that ties to a moment that we had or some kind of inside joke. We even dress our cats up with bow ties. Another reason why I find this decision to be heartless is that I'm fairly new to the area that we live in. And although I know some acquaintances through my industry that I'm in, I don't have any friends that I'm close to that I can spend the day with. I love Christmas and would consider it my favorite holiday, and this is all because of traditions. I am so upset and I can't sleep. Should I go to California and be with my borderline toxic mother just so I'm not alone? Should I stay home and roast a duck for the cats and I? Should I go on vacation and go surfing? Honestly, I'm so hurt by this and I seriously don't know what to do. Honestly, this is so unacceptable. Like, this guy is your fiance, right? He really should be able to communicate when he's going out of the country to visit family. Like, it really blows my mind that he wouldn't try to invite you and bring you along. Like, that really does seem super sketchy, and that is so unacceptable. You two are getting married. There's really no good reason for him not to invite you. So truly, I'm so sorry this happened. Your fiance is completely out of line for not inviting you or even letting you know about this, because now you're gonna have to spend Christmas alone, and there is no one to blame for that situation except for your fiance. When you subscribe, make sure to hit the bell to turn on notifications. To finish listening to all the stories, check out the playlist at the top of the description. And if you want some chill music to put on in the background, check out Easy Mode. If you like Am I the Jerk, subscribe to Am I the Genius. Everything will be linked down below in the description.